Some awfully sophisticated thinking goes into making television commercials. The loud music, quick editing, the sparkling bright product can actually be a corporate creation of cultural theory and marketing psychology. But for a youngster watching Saturday morning cartoons, the commercials can be just plain irresistible. Diane Samples is a former marketer, and this summer she's running Media Mania. She joins us on the line from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. Ms. Samples, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And is this kind of a young consumer beware workshop?
Well, it's a day camp designed to teach kids what we call media literacy skills, teach them skills that they need to better interpret and analyze the media messages that they encounter on a daily basis.
So, therefore, when a commercial says, you'll just love Snapple Note Crackies, they'll learn that it means we hope you'll buy Snapple Note Crackies.
Oh, yeah. We try to sort of peel back the curtain, if you will, and show the kids what's going on behind the scenes.
How old are the youngsters?
The children are 12, 13, 14 years old.
Tell us what you do with the commercial I saw an awful lot in which Kobe Bryant appears.
I really love that commercial. It's very simple. In fact, you don't even see him speaking. It's a voiceover, and he's talking about being your own person and not being afraid of what other people think. And what he's really doing is he's selling Adidas shoes. And so I asked the kids, what does this really mean? You know, what is the most popular brand of athletic shoe in the world? And they instantly all say, Nike, of course. And so I say, well, so if you decided not to buy Nike, what are you doing? You're sort of going against the grain. And you can see those little light bulbs go off over their heads. And they understand that what he's saying to them is, hey, you know, yeah, be yourself, but do it by wearing Adidas. Go against the crowd. Don't buy those Nikes.
I understand you did something fairly repugnant with dog food.
We look at all kinds of things like sound effects and special effects, but then we get down to really basic stuff like words, simple words that can be used to trick them, where, you know, technically it's not a lie, but most of us would agree it is a lie. And cereal commercials are all the same, and they tell the same lie, which is that the cereal is part of a healthy breakfast. And the word part, of course, is the tricky word, is the lie. So what I do is say, how can we perform a miracle? How can we make this dog food, which I have them open up and scoop into the bowl, part of a healthy breakfast? And, you know, at first they hesitate, but then they get it and they take the cereal off of the plate with the healthy breakfast and they put the dog food on the plate. And voila, you have dog food as part of a healthy breakfast.
Ms. Samples, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Diane Samples is a former marketer who deconstructs advertising images at a camp this summer. She joined us from Fairfield, Connecticut.